Street, Petersburg, Florida, AP. Florida agriculture suffered more than $190 million in losses from Hurricane Milton, making it the costliest for farmers and ranchers of three cyclones that pummeled the state in 2024, according to University of Florida researchers. When all the data is in, the university's Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences, IFAS, estimates the losses from Milton could reach over $642 million. That compares with farm-related damages of $170 million from Hurricane Debbie in August and up to $162 million caused by Hurricane Helene in September. Milton came ashore October 9 near Siesta Key on the Gulf Coast as a Category 3 storm, sweeping across the central part of the state with hurricane-force winds striking 14 counties. The storm impacted more than 5.7 million acres, 2.3 million hectares, of agricultural land, much of it used for cattle and other livestock grazing. Total production value on that land annually is pegged at about $8.6 billion, according to the report. Milton resulted in higher agricultural losses than Hurricane Helene, not only because it caused more intense weather conditions overall, but also because areas producing high-value commodities experienced higher-intensity weather conditions, said Shalwi Chow, an IFAS research assistant professor. Helene, which came ashore September 27 along the Big Bend region of Florida, impacted about 6 million acres, 2.4 million hectares, of agricultural lands, the report said. The Milton report is broken down into low and high estimates of loss. For example, researchers say losses to vegetable crops range between $52.5 million and $233 million. Greenhouse and nursery costs are estimated at between $66.9 million and $177 million. The dominant livestock operations in the region had estimated losses of between $29.4 million and $86.5 million, the researchers said. That includes sickened and dead animals, but also such things as damaged fencing and structures and loss of feed. There also were delays in planting crops crucial to Florida's winter growing season. Some growers have delayed winter crop planting due to Helene and Milton, disrupting the production schedule and potentially affecting the value of future harvests, the report says. The loss estimates are based on a survey of agriculture producers around the state. A final report on Milton's impact is expected in the first quarter of 2025 and will include additional survey results. Kurt Anderson, The Associated Press.